Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
While the Marion County Fair continues this week, the Warren County Fair is coming up. Let's go in-depth with Warren County Fair Manager Joe Reynolds. Joe, it sounds like you've been involved with fairs your entire life.
Born and raised on the fairgrounds, I think.
Well, you were telling me that you're, what, fourth generation fair manager? Is that the right term?
That's correct. There have been different terminologies through the years, but in the same capacity, basically.
Fourth generation.
My dad before me, my grandfather, and then I was told recently by the old timers that my great grandfather was also involved.
In the Warren County Fair.
That is correct.
Okay, so that has to go back, I don't know, into the early 1900s.
Probably since the inception of this, yes.
It could have been the late 1800s.
Could have been. This year will be our 162nd Warren County Fair, so it very well could be. That isn't consecutive, so the date would be a little skewed when we started, but.
Your family has been involved in so long, there's probably traditions that you're carrying on. Well, there's certainly traditions you're carrying on that your great-great-grandfather did.
I think the biggest tradition is probably the passion for the fair and wanting to see it succeed, wanting to provide a great experience in the ag world for these young kids coming up through. Someone put on a fair for us at one point, and we want to carry that on. I think what we have to remember these days is to promote agriculture, because not everyone lives on the farm like they used to. They're not involved in production agriculture anymore. We've asked some kids in the past, where does milk come from? And their answer was, from the store. We have our work cut out for us. So at the fair, we want to create as much education as we can. We didn't used to have to do that. The fair originally was a place to bring your animals and showcase what you had done throughout the year and be a place for judging, which it still is today, but we need to educate, I feel.
Well, it's also a time for farmers to learn from each other too, right? Where if certain, kinds of corn or vegetables or whatever worked, and so whoever was producing the best probably had some knowledge you could tap.
Absolutely. Same way with machinery. The new displays of machinery that the vendors would bring in and have the ability to visit with farmers as far as what the new technology is, what the new latest and greatest machine work is also.
Well, so this must be just quite an amazing opportunity for the implement dealers. Rather than trying to convince a farmer to come to the lot, they've got the farmers coming by now.
They do, to a certain extent, yes. And it's a little less stressful maybe for them. They can walk through leisurely and maybe visit with their neighbors at the same time and get opinions on what works and what doesn't work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Warren County Fair Manager Joe Reynolds. Now, when is the fair this year?
We start Wednesday, July 25th, and we run through Monday, the 30th of July.
At the Warren County Fairgrounds?
Yes, in Indianola, yes.
And so how many people participate, do you think? Can you tell?
Oh, my. I wish we could get an accurate count on that. We don't charge admission. We don't charge for parking, and we also do not sell beer or alcohol. So to find a number is a little tricky for us, but the number of volunteers would be in the 200 to 300 range. The number of 4-H'ers in this county is well over 500, I'm told. If we had to count the number of FFA members in that also, I think there's up toward 200 or so active FFA members within all the chapters. So we have a great number of people involved. Our board of directors would be 21. We have 82 superintendents that are taking care of shows, volunteering every day, and also pulling in they're volunteers. So there may be many people that we don't even realize that are volunteering to do something.
And you're the head wrangler of them all.
Well, that's what they tell me, yes. I enjoy what I do. It's very challenging at times, but it's also very rewarding.
Well, and I guess that pretty much everybody involved, this is probably their vacation time of the year. They volunteer on their vacations to do something good in the community.
Absolutely. We find many people that call now and ask, well, when is next year's fair? We're putting in for our vacations from work so that they're able to come out and help and be with their kids, be with their families. There are a lot of family reunions that happen at the fairgrounds during the fair week also. They plan to do that.
Besides education, what else do you think has changed a lot, say, from your dad's time, grandpa's time, in terms of the fair?
I think people want more. People want to be entertained. People want to be involved hands-on. I wish there was way to, I think in the future, maybe we will be able to put the cattle show live on the web, like other shows are doing. I think we need to be a well-rounded picture. We need to offer something for everyone. Not everyone wants to come and watch the livestock show. Not everyone wants to come to the grandstand for the tractor pull. But hopefully we can pull enough together on the free stage with diverse acts and entertainment that we can pull everyone. Hopefully we were something for everyone. Our new foods this year should increase curiosity and bring some people in.
What new foods?
We will have fried ravioli on a stick.
Okay.
There will be a pancake on a stick. There will be a sausage bowl for breakfast. We will have Wonder Sticks. The Wonder Stick is an ice cream cone type material made in the shape of a J that's about 16, 12 inches long with the hook on the end that's filled with ice cream. They're coming from Louisiana. I met them at a fair on my travels and asked them to come to the fair. So we're hoping this is a sweet treat for everyone this year.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Warren County Fair Manager Joe Reynolds. So how do the vendors, do they just identify themselves? Or it sounds like you ask them sometimes in your travels. First, as we get to that, you were telling me you're going to all kinds of other fairs.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. And so there you learn and you meet people and you say, hey, come to the Warren County Fair?
Certainly. A lot of them have their route already set up and they go from fair to fair like the carnivals do. But there are many vendors that are looking for more. It seems to be more the mobile, like the food trucks, that type of thing. The mobile people are now looking to get out into the fair world and be a part of us also. And we try not to duplicate the foods so that we don't have 10 corn dog stands and we don't have everyone selling kettle corn. So to find that unique food to bring in for everyone is a challenge, and we look forward to bringing that to the fair.
Yeah, that food truck thing's sort of new and quite popular.
Yes, it is.
And so are you going to have food trucks then? Or?
We don't really have food trucks yet. Our fair is going on the same time as Ragbri, so a lot of them migrate to that. And a lot of them will, we also go on at the same time as the Indianola Balloon Classic. So there's several different foods at their event. So we pull in who we can.
Well, tell me about the entertainment this year.
We're very excited to pull in the Omaha Street Percussion group. They bang on the drums and sticks and very high energy group. They will perform in the afternoon and then in two evenings. We will bring in Terry Smith, who is a singer-songwriter from Nashville. He has his own style of music. We will be bringing in Mr. Magic Productions to do magic for the kids. He will be doing balloon animals also for the kids. We've got Steve Russell, who is a comedic, I guess I would call him a comedy juggler. He does some pretty fun stuff. We have the Hillbilly Silly Science guys that are performing all kinds of goofy science experiments on stage and involve the kids. We've got Nick's Kids Show, and he also has a barnyard show now. We'll have a chainsaw carver. We'll have Kip Davis, who is a graphic design artist out of Iowa State, and he will be painting freehand murals for us to be placed around the fair. We've also got a gypsy rattle can artist. You have probably seen those on the streets, and if you've been to Las Vegas or any big city where they're painting with spray cans and making moonscapes, that type of thing. He'll be there. We've got the Swifty Swine pig races, what will happen 4 and 5 times a day. We will have a newly enhanced kids zone. The kids zone has a sandbox and chalkboard animals for the kids to ride on, big, large animal puzzles. We've got 8-foot-long coloring pages for them to color. We'll have some dance teams on the free stage.
It goes on and on.
It does go on and on. There's many things. We hope people could go to our website at www.warrencofair.com and check out all the activities we have to offer.
Does the weather play a role in attendance?
It absolutely does. You sell a lot more lemonade on those warm days and a lot less food. But we're hoping for mid-80s and no rain.
Mm-hmm. And how far away do people come to the Warren County Fair?
We've had people from the southern United States that are on travels through that looking for fairs to come to. I would say we, not only Warren County, obviously, but the surrounding counties, we do get visitors from all the neighboring counties.
Yeah, probably from all over Iowa.
And all over Iowa. Just like I go visit other fairs, I think people are curious, and we're in a unique business that we don't, we share our ideas. We don't compete and try to hide the entertainment and things that we do. We share and learn from each other.
And so just to give people an idea of what you do for, you know, to be a good person in charge of the fair, the next week, tell us about your travels. Where are you going to other fairs?
I will visit 16 counties in my district, and that would be from Dallas County to the west. It runs all the way to Poweshiek County to the east, and then straight south to the Missouri border. Today, I will go to the Wright County Fair up in north central Iowa in Eagle Grove. I will visit the Franklin County Fair on Saturday. The list goes on. I've been able to get to know people and been judging queen contests for their fair queens, and that travel takes me to different fairs in Iowa.
Wow. Because you're on this region. Explain what you were explaining to me about the different boards you're on that go all the way up to the international level.
The governing board or the governing group that helps the fairs in Iowa would be the Association of Iowa Fairs. We put on an annual convention every December, and there are 12 directors in the state of Iowa, 2 from each district, and there are 6 districts. So from there, I'm serving my 10th year on that board and have gotten to meet people all over the state of Iowa within that. Then this past November in Las Vegas, the zone 5, they call it. There are 5 states in this zone, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Illinois, and they elected me as their zone director. So that zone directorship then allowed me to be a board of director representing zone 5 on the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, which is a thrill to me because I've expanded not only through Warren County, through the state of Iowa, through the states then in the United States, but now I'm able to converse with people from Australia and Canada and other countries that put on fairs and festivals to once again broaden our knowledge and bring that information back to make Warren County Fair the best we can make it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You get these ideas from all over and then try to bring them home.
And some things work better in different areas, but there's always a little bit of something that we can use as a takeoff.
Are there 2 or 3, well, 6 different things that make a good fair?
Oh, I think, in my opinion, the diversity. we want good livestock shows. You want a good grandstand. You want good education, good entertainment. We need patience and good customer service and safety for our visitors. We're in Iowa in the middle of July or end of July, and weather can play a big role. But I think to make a good fair, we need good exhibitors. We need good families to carry on the tradition of showing and teaching competition how to win and lose to their kids. And we enjoy putting on a fair very much.
Your favorite part of the fair?
Favorite part of the fair, I think, is putting a smile on someone's face. The reward.
Thanks to Joe Reynolds for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.